Hi, I'm Kate, the creative producer at The Junction.
And I'm Helen, head of sales and marketing.
And we're here to talk to you about our spring programme, which is full of a really lovely mixture of theatre and dance and storytelling and work that's actually grown out of The Junction as part of our Jam and Scratch nights.
So the season kicks off this Friday with Rash Dash's Another Someone. The show's actually sold out. In fact, it's been so popular that we've had to add an additional show, which is now also sold out.
They actually went to Hills Road. The two core members of Rash Dash are called Helen and Abby, so they studied opposite. There's a lovely local following. And the work is charming, it's raw, it's full of energy and storytelling and physicality and live music.
The company won a Fringe First Award in 2010. And I think, what really sums up their approach is a quote by them, which is, "Sometimes words just can't cut it, and when they don't, we dance."
And they do, and they'll be back a lot more. So if you missed out this time, don't worry, they'll be back in the summer.
They're followed on Monday the 7th of February by Analogue, who show Beachy Head we saw in Edinburgh in 2009.
Yeah.
It's a really, really moving show, but I think what I like most about it is that it's really technically clever, and they don't hide from the audience kind of technical aspects of it. So you see them moving lights and cameras and doing things like creating gusts of wind by wafting bits of cardboard. But all that kind of clever technical stuff doesn't detract from the fact that it's a really moving and absorbing show.
Absolutely. It's filmic and haunting, but the heart of it is a beautiful and well-crafted piece of theatre and a stunning piece of writing. Following that, we've got the unstoppable Daniel Kitson, who is just a super talent, and the show is a piece we've both seen and been thoroughly moved by.
It's called The Interminable Suicide of Gregory Church. It's actually sold out, but we're thrilled to have Daniel Kitson back at Junction, and I think we would have him at every opportunity, really.
We would. He'll be back a lot more. His writing is exquisite, and he is a really lyrical storyteller, so keep looking out for him. And following that, we've actually got our first piece of dance theatre, which is Masquerade by Tilty Productions.
It's inspired by surrealism and dreams and the subconscious. And the choreographer, Marissa von Stockert, has worked with an SFX artist to create prosthetics and masks which the dancers use throughout the piece and peel away layers.
It sounds really stunning, actually, and it's a cross-generational piece, and Marissa is one of the best choreographers in the UK, so to have her in the region is something to really shout about, I think. We've seen Trapped, which was their last piece, and it was visually stunning, and really looking forward to seeing what Masquerade's all about.
Rounding off February, Bryony Kimmings will be with us with her show Sex Idiot.
Which is a wonderful piece.
It's fantastic.
It is. We originally had this as part of our jam night. If you saw it, you'll remember it. It involves a level of audience participation, but never at the point where you don't feel warm and welcome and cared for. It's a piece that we've almost nurtured from the beginning. It went to the Edinburgh Festival and it won a Total Theatre Award for Emerging Artist and Company, and she's now an associate here at The Junction, so to bring it back is something of a celebration for us, really.
Absolutely. It's funny and raw.
Brutally honest.
Yeah. And has moments that are quite shocking, maybe not shocking. Maybe
I think
not.
I think there was a real honesty to it. I think there's almost a vulnerability. Bryony lays herself and her sexual history bare through a mixture of vignettes and cabaret and song and dance, and you can't help but care for her and like her.
Absolutely, it's bonkers and brilliant
and raw,
and she's an awesome performer
and dangerous and on the edge. In fact, one of the best quotes for this particular show was that it was like a shot of sex-flavoured vodka. And if you fancy some of that, come along. You won't be disappointed and you won't stop talking about the show.
Also features my favourite ever version of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues.
All in all, a blooming brilliant night out.
Absolutely.
So that's February and we've just started, and we'll be doing another audio booth for you very soon, where we'll be talking about all of the delights we've got coming up in March. So stay tuned.
Thanks for listening.